Farm Bureau leaders and the president coming to Tennessee. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Over 6,000 farmers and ranchers from across the country are expected to be heading to Opryland this weekend for the American Farm Bureau's 99th annual convention. And of course, a highlight is expected on Monday as President Trump is scheduled to address the group. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval.
I think our people are going to be excited. As I travel America, I hear our farmers and ranchers talk about they want this president to be successful. They like the way he thinks. They like what he's doing. So I think they're going to be real excited to see him, and I'm hoping that we can give him a really warm American Farm Bureau welcome.
Duval says every year the president, along with the Secretary of Agriculture, are invited to the Farm Bureau Convention, but you have to go back 25 years since the last presidential visit. That was from George Bush Sr. in Kansas City.
We do invite both of them every year, and we normally do get the Secretary of Agriculture. And for the president to come, you know, after he ran and put an emphasis on rural America and has put the right people into place between Sonny Perdue, Mr. Pruitt at EPA, Mr. Zinke at Interior, that are working side by side with our staff at American Farm Bureau to try to make some positive things happen. And we're just really encouraged about that.
And it should be exciting for the ag industry to have the president speak at the Farm Bureau Convention. And over the weekend, a lot of other events taking place at Opryland as the Young Farmer competitions get underway. Dairy farmers Joe and Becky Smith of Oberton County will represent Tennessee and compete for the Young Farmer Achievement Award.
It's exciting to me and Becky. We've talked about the people that we'll meet and new friends and friendships, and it's almost unbelievable that it ever happened. But the hard work and time spent in dedication to this organization really paid off.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.